All right, let's put some purpose in this party after all that about side piece cinema and everything. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Ambassador Andrew Young is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mayor. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I've been with you 3-4 times in the last couple of weeks. Congratulations on your honor at the Urban League. And
congratulations
for
on yours.
Me to speak to all your scholars.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
And Ambassador Young, this is the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. And the Voting Rights Act is under fire, right?
It is under fire. In fact, it's more than the Voting Rights Act. It's the whole problem of voter suppression. And it's now, I think, is as bad, if not worse, in Ohio and New Jersey and Michigan and Pennsylvania as it is in the South.
Why do you say that?
Because they really are actively trying to suppress the vote, not only of black folk, but senior citizens and young people. And you can vote with a gun club ID, a gun license, but you can't vote with a student ID card. I mean, there are all kinds of efforts to keep us down and keep us from voting.
And, nothing's changed, is what you're saying,
that?
Huh? Nothing has really changed?
Oh, yeah, it's changed. It's changed because now we have people in these legislatures. Not enough, but we have some in, and we learned that if you can get 5% of a vote in a district, you can swing that district one way or the other. Mm. So voter suppression is as bad as, well, again, we made the Congress do the Voting Rights Act. I mean, it was really an act of God, and we have to remember Ms. Amelia Boynton, who is, I think she's 112 now, and she's in the hospital in Montgomery. She was the one who came to Martin Luther King just before Christmas and said, you need to join us in Selma because they won't let us have our Emancipation Day celebration. And with no plans, no money, we went to Selma on January 2nd, 1965. And by the 28th of March, Lyndon Johnson was standing up saying, we shall overcome. And by this day, 6th of August, he was signing the bill into law. Mm. So we've never been fully dependent on the government. Mm. The courts, it's good to have them with you. But when we don't have them with us, we find the strength.
What is the likelihood today, Ambassador Young? Today is the 50th anniversary. Tonight will be the first Republican presidential candidate debate of sorts. And what is the likelihood of any kind of discussion surrounding voter suppression and the voter ID law?
I think they're afraid to bring it up.
They won't even bring it up?
I don't think that. I doubt that it'll ever come up. And maybe somebody from the press might mention it. But it's sort of the combination of voter suppression and loading up. You had these, 388 million dollars shared by this PAC that was meeting, conservative PAC that was meeting last week. You have a group that is trying to do legislation behind our backs across the country. All it says is this needs to remind us that freedom is a constant struggle. And we have to be in every battle. And we can't let anybody or anything turn us around. With the Drum Major Institute, which was one of the groups that spun off from Martin Luther King's efforts in New York, we've been trying to fight the whole notion of the voter ID and voter suppression out of a New York group. We're still pretty active across the South. The whole idea of voting on Tuesday in the middle of November. I think it's Chris Rock who says, if you want to have a party and don't want anybody to come, have it on a Tuesday in November. And so the whole idea. But what has worried me lately is that if Russia and China and rogues from all over the world can crack into the national security files and access them, what's to stop some foreign power from manipulating the computers in our voter registration, our vote turnout, and our elections? And so I think voting the way we do it is 100 years old. And I think Congress ought to take a really good look at how to fashion a voting system that is all-inclusive, because democracy does work. I mean, the best ideas in this country have probably come from the bottom, and that's certainly true. When the cities were going down, they turned them over to us, and we turned them around.
Everybody else seems to have figured it out. Some countries let you vote all weekend on Saturdays and Sundays.
Some countries, they fine you if you don't vote.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, you get fined if you don't vote. I mean,
get fined in the U.S. But the way you get fined is by them sacrificing the money to go into your children's education. That your streets don't get attention. Your garbage doesn't get picked up.
And that's also a part of the problem, Ambassador, is that not only when we're talking about presidential politics, because that is every 4 years, but it's really more important to get to the local and statewide elections, because that's where a lot of the power and where you're going to get state redistricting when you have your state elections and those people that are in charge there. So it's just that.
They have thrown everything at us, from slavery that they could think of. And we have prevailed because, as Dr. King said, right conquers might. That evil has within it. The evil cannot permanently organize because it has within it the seeds of its own destruction.
Wow.
And so we've been able to survive in this country, and we've had far more influence on the world than anybody can imagine. There wouldn't be a vote, there wouldn't be a UN without Ralph Bunche, that there's all kinds of things that have happened in this country have happened largely because the people who are on the bottom are the people who are in need most, and we're the ones that are most likely to influence change that will help everybody. And the voting rights right now, we don't get the Affordable Care Act in Georgia is costing us $14 billion because the governor wouldn't sign it. But nationwide, there are 10 times as many white people who need health care as there are black people.
And yet all of our attention is going to Donald Trump.
I don't know. I kind of like him because he's out there letting you know what the game is. It's the sneaky one you
as
got to watch.
As opposed to the quiet ones. Yeah. You're right. At least you know where you stand with him, right?
You couldn't make it if you can't read the folks that you work with.
Amen.
Ambassador Andrew Young, today marks the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
And we ain't going to let nobody turn us around.
Amen.
All right.
Right.